This is Brian Tracy speaking. We're now going to answer the questions from audiomotivation.com. What I'll do is I will read the question and then I will give the answer. So let us begin. Question number one. Can you take us through some of your world famous goal setting techniques for both long-term and short-term goals? When I began my life, I had not graduated from high school. I worked as a dishwasher for some years and as a laborer for many years after that. And then one day, I discovered the concept of goals, and it changed my whole life. The whole idea of picking a specific target to aim at and then channeling all of your efforts toward that single target was a life-transforming experience for me, and I never recovered from it in a very positive way. Over the years, I've studied goal setting for 30 years. I've written books on it and trained more than a million people. But I'd like to give you one of the best techniques I've ever found. I use it myself virtually every single day, and it's called the 10-goal method. The 10-goal method is very simple. You sit down with a sheet of paper, and you put today's date on it, and then you write out 10 goals that you'd like to accomplish in the next year or so in the present tense, starting with the word I. So you start off and say, I earn X number of dollars, I weigh X number of pounds, I sell, I live, I drive such and such a car, I travel to. In other words, it's I plus an action verb, which locks it into your subconscious mind. Now, I've given this exercise all over the world with phenomenal results. People write down their 10 goals, and then a week, a month, a year later, they open up that list of goals. They may not even have read it in the last year, and they're absolutely astonished. 8 of your 10 goals will have been achieved in the most remarkable ways. Now, to make this exercise even more powerful, once I've had people write out their 10 goals, which takes about 3 or 4 minutes, I then have them say, imagine you could wave a magic wand, and you could have any one of the goals on this list within 24 hours. Which one goal would you choose? Which one goal would have the greatest positive impact on your life? Now, whatever that goal is, you put a circle around it, and then you transfer that goal, which now becomes your major definite purpose, your focal point in life, you transfer that goal to the top of a clean sheet of paper, and you set a deadline for achieving that goal, and you make a list of everything that you could think of that you could do to achieve the goal, and then you organize the list by what you should start doing first, what you should do later, what's more important, what's less important, and then you take action on that list, and every single day you do something to achieve that one single goal. And here's the most remarkable thing that happens. As you begin to move toward that goal, which you will, you'll start to make progress on all your other goals as well. That one central goal, that one goal that will have the greatest positive impact on your life, begins to activate all of your other conscious, subconscious, and superconscious powers, and you begin to attract into your life people and circumstances that you would never have imagined in the past. And this is the great miracle of goal setting. Anybody who ever tries it, decide what you want, write it down, make a plan, work on it every day, you'll be absolutely astonished what happens. When you get up in the morning, think about that one major goal. All day long, think about that goal. In the evening, think about that goal. Read, learn, talk, discuss, do things to achieve that goal. And surprise, surprise, a week, a month, a year from now, you'll look back and you'll be absolutely astonished at the progress that you've made. Question two, what's the best way to determine if a goal is realistic and attainable versus just a pie-in-the-sky goal? One of the things that we teach in setting goals is that your goals must be realistic and achievable. You can't set ridiculous goals for yourself, because if you do, your subconscious and superconscious mind shuts down. It doesn't give you any help. It just gives up. For example, I had a woman come up to me and she said, well, I've decided I'm going to be a millionaire within 1 year. And I said, well, that's great. I said, how much are you worth today? She said, well, she's broke and deeply in debt. I said, well, what do you work at? She says, she just got fired from her job for incompetence. I said, so you have no money, no job, no income, and you want to be a millionaire within a year? She said, yes, but you said I could set any goal I wanted. I said, yes, but you cannot set a goal that is so beyond your capabilities to even imagine that your mind can't go to work on it. I say, instead, set a goal to be out of debt and have $1,000 in the bank by the end of the year. The next year, you can set a goal to have $10,000. The next year, you can set a higher goal. But you must always set goals that are realistic and achievable, that are within the realm of reason, that are within your capabilities. You can have wonderful goals for the long term, 10, 20 years out, to be worth $1 million or so. But for the short term, you have to walk before you run. Now, if you can dream it, they say, you can do it. Anything the mind of man can conceive and believe it can achieve, that's not entirely true. In order to achieve great goals, you have to become a different person. You have to learn different skills. You have to develop new disciplines. You have to start earlier and work harder and stay later. One of the rules for success in life is there's no easy success. The average self-made millionaire in America has taken 22 years of hard work to get there. The average self-made millionaire doesn't get there till their 50s. This idea of fast, easy wealth, achieving, you know, losing 30 pounds in 30 days and so on, these are nonsense goals. What you do is you set realistic, attainable goals and you work toward them and achieve them. Now here's the remarkable thing that happens, is as you set and achieve a goal, a small goal, you develop more confidence, which enables you to set even bigger goals, even though they're not within your grasp. They're set bigger goals, and as you achieve those, you set bigger goals, and finally you reach the point where you know in your heart you can set and achieve almost any goal you set for yourself. And at that point, you become absolutely unstoppable. So make the goals realistic. Take a big goal and break it down into a one-month goal, a two-month goal, a three-month goal. The shorter the time frame between where you are and your goal, the easier it is for you to be motivated because you can almost touch it. Question three, what have you found to be the best approaches to time management? How can busy people find the time to get everything off their plate? I've written several books on time management. I've done audio programs on time management that have been translated into languages and used all over the world. I studied the subject myself intensely for 15 years because I found that time management is not a peripheral skill like typing or riding a bicycle. Time management is the core skill that determines the entire quality of your life. In fact, I believe everybody should take a year and dedicate themselves just to studying time management, because the multiplier effect that that would have on the rest of your life is phenomenal. For example, my program, Time Management for Results, How to Master Your Time, Time Power, these programs, a person will listen to How to Master Your Time and will double and triple their income within 90 days. A person who's been working in that field for years will double and triple their income within 90 days because they start to do more and more of the most important things and fewer of the others. So with regard to time management, there's what we call a law of three. Now, the law of three we've developed over the years in our advanced coaching programs says that there are basically three things that you do in the course of your day or your week or your month that account for 90% of all the value that you contribute. Now, that's a real shocker, and people have to stop and think about that. And we make our students write down a list of everything they do in the course of a month, from the time they start on Monday morning, first day of the month, all the way through. What do they do? And then we say, now, here's the question. If you could only do one thing all day long, which one activity on that list would account for more value than anything else, would enable you to contribute more than anything else? So they look at that and say, if I could only do one thing all day long, it would be this. We say, now, if you could only do two things all day long, and they pick the second task. If you could only do three things all day long, and then they pick the third task. Now, they'll start off with 20 or 25 things that they do in the course of a month. They'll end up with three. And then I'll say, well, without looking at your list, I can tell you that those three things account for 90% of the value that you contribute and 90% of the money that you earn. And everybody is shocked because it's just three. And everything else is a support task. It's a complementary task. Some of them are useless tasks. They're just things that you get into the habit of doing. Come in, check your email, read the paper, talk to your friends, get a cup of coffee, and so on. You do these, and these take up enormous amounts of time, what are called invisible time. Chatting with your friends takes an average of 37% of the day is spent by the average person chatting with their coworkers on subjects that have nothing to do with business. Then there's personal phone calls and long lunches and coming in late and leaving early and reading the paper and so on. People have no idea. The average person wastes more than 50% of their time at work doing things that are totally non-work related. And some people waste much more. Okay, so once you have decided on your three things, here's what you do every day. Is you make a list of everything you have to do in the course of the day, and the best time to make the list is the night before. Then you go over the list and you say, if I could only do one thing tomorrow before I was called out of town for a month, which one task on this list would I want to get complete? And put a one next to that. And then say, if I could only do two things, which would be number two? And do this until you have your top seven tasks. And then first thing in the morning, you get up and you start on number one. You start on the number one most important task, that if you could only get one thing done, it would be this, and you stay at that single-mindedly, concentrated, until it's done. Now, if you can do this, if you can make a list, and by the way, you'll save 25% of your time the first day you begin working from a list. If you can then set priorities on the list, which is more important, which is less important, you'll save another 25% of your time. And if you can then concentrate single-mindedly on your top priority, you'll save another 50% of your time. You will actually double your productivity the day that you begin using this three-part system. Is it easy? No. As Goethe said, everything is hard before it's easy. But if you make a habit of planning your day the day before, organizing your list by priorities, and starting on your most important task and staying with it until it's done, that's all you need to know for time management. If you can do that, you will double your productivity and double it again, and you become one of the most productive and highest paid people in your field. Number four, what is the best way to stay focused and on track through difficult times, whether they be financial setbacks or some personal struggle? So many things can get in the way of true success in people's lives. Is there a secret to overcoming obstacles? My friend Norman Vincent Peale once said, and he was talking to a friend, and the friend was saying, geez, I've got so many problems, if I could just overcome these problems. He said, well, I've just been to a place where there's 1,500 people with no problems at all. They have everything worked out. He said, geez, I'd like to go there. He said, where is it? He said, it's the Forest Lawn Cemetery. He said, he's come to the conclusion that problems are a sign of life. I've done a program called Crunch Time, in which I will send to anybody who wants it. It's a CD. Just come to my website, briantracy.com. And Crunch Time is based on the fact that the true test of the human being is how you behave in a crunch, how you behave when things go against you. Throughout your life, you will have obstacles, difficulties, temporary failures, disappointments, setbacks. You'll have potential bankruptcies and real bankruptcies. You'll have family problems, financial problems, health problems, work problems. These are a normal and natural part of life. The only question is, how do you deal with them? Do you deal with them effectively, intelligently, thoughtfully? Do you take persistent, continuous action to resolve them? Or do you allow yourself to be overcome? So how do you deal with setbacks? Number one is accept complete responsibility. Say, wait a minute here, I am responsible. Resist the temptation to go on a witch hunt. Who did it? Who's to blame? Who should have done this and who should have done that? If only we'd done this, if only we'd done that. Rule, never get upset about something you can't change. And you can't change a past event. You know the old saying, don't cry over spilt milk. Well, don't worry about a past event. If it's happened, it's happened. Focus on the future. And here's one of the great characteristics of superior people, is they are intensely solution-oriented. They think about the solution. They talk about the solution most of the time. When something goes wrong, they say, what can we do? What can be done? Sometimes if you have a complex problem, you sit down and you say, what exactly is the problem? And you write it down. What exactly are the various solutions? What are the different things we could do? And you think them through. And then you say, of all the solutions, what can we do immediately? And then you take action on that. And the wonderful thing is that if you get so busy taking actions on solving your problems, what will happen is you'll forget about the problem. You get so busy in the solution, and as you begin to work on the solution, you'll get more and more ideas, you'll become more creative, you'll become more positive, you'll become more focused, you'll actually become a leader in your personal and in your business life. The last point with regard to problems and obstacles is the way to overcome them is don't be so overwhelmed when you have them. Don't get upset or angry. Take a deep breath. Recognize that they're a natural and normal and unavoidable part of life. And just focus on the solution. Focus on what you can do and just get busy. Question, do you believe that you need to get past personal demons, guilt trips, and other issues that can sabotage one's self-image to achieve the success you desire? If so, what's the best way to do that? In my past experience and in my own life, what I found is that everybody in life has two major fears. And these are the goblins or the gremlins that sit down deep within the subconscious mind and sabotage our success and happiness if we don't get over them. They are the fears of failure and the fear of rejection. And the fear of failure is the fear of loss, of money, of love, of respect. And the fear of rejection, the fear of criticism, is the fear of being criticized by other people for something that we do or don't do. Now, both of these fears are rooted in low self-esteem. They start off as the result of destructive criticism from our parents in childhood. Our parents criticize us when we try something new or we do something that doesn't work, and they say, no, don't, stop. And we develop the feeling, I can't, I can't, I can't, which is the fear of failure. So one of the most powerful things you can do to short-circuit the fear of failure, whenever you think of doing something big and exciting and scary, just say the words very emphatically, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. And when you say that, your self-confidence goes up and your fear of failure goes down, and then you just launch. One of the marks of successful people is that they act even though they're nervous, even though they lack self-confidence, even though they're a little bit afraid, they take action anyway. And in taking action, the fear goes away. Ralph Waldo Emerson said that his life was changed when he learned the little concept as a young man that if you do the thing you fear, the death of fear is certain. If you make a habit throughout your life of doing the thing you fear, you must be a great success. To overcome the fear of rejection and criticism, what you do is you just simply put it aside and realize that nobody can have any influence over you unless you give them that influence. The way that you build your self-esteem, and the more you like yourself, the less you fear failure and rejection, is you keep saying to yourself, I like myself, I like myself, I like myself. I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. I'm the best, I'm the best. Talk to yourself in a positive way and drive those positive messages deep into your subconscious mind until finally you reach the point where you have no fears at all. Dealing with fears, dealing with gremlins and goblins and lack of self-confidence is a lifelong task. You never, ever achieve it completely. You just need to work on it every day. But the busier you get working toward your goals, the more you plan your time, the more you upgrade your skills and get better and better, the less your fears will interfere with you, and eventually your fears will fall away like something you dropped off by the side of the road and drove on. And this is something that we work on all of our lives. What's the biggest thing that can derail a person's dream or vision of personal and professional success? How can people avoid it and or overcome it? Well, there are many things that derail people's dreams of success and prosperity, but I think the biggest of all is called the law of least resistance. It's the attempt to get something that you do not deserve and have not earned. It's the attempt to get riches without working, to get rewards without results. We are experiencing a plague of this in our society today. Lottery buyers, gamblers, stock market speculators, everybody's trying to make money that they haven't earned. Remember, money is something that represents the labor of someone. It's the production. It's the intelligence. It's the sweat of weeks and months and years. And the attempt to get something that you don't deserve, following the law of least resistance, cutting corners, taking shortcuts, is the major reason why people's lives are sabotaged. Because in the final analysis, it never works. You will never find a single person who's gotten rich quick and stayed rich. Even lottery winners, 68% of lottery winners are broke within 3 years. Every single person who cuts corners gets caught. Every single person who tries to make money easily without deserving it ends up with nothing and ends up set back year after year. So the answer is, pick something worthwhile and valuable that you can do with your time and your life. Pick a valuable product or service that you can produce or bring to the market or sell or work with other people to provide. Is constantly upgrade your skills so that you can make a really worthwhile contribution, so that no matter what happens, people will always hire you. There are some people who are never unemployed, and they're always paid well, and they always have a great lifestyle, because they concentrate first and foremost on doing a really good job and making a valuable contribution. And if you do that, your whole life will open up for you. Does it take longer? Yes, it does. But the shortcuts don't work. Only the long cuts work. All serious money, all serious success is long-term success. So the final reason that people don't succeed greatly is they lack what is called long-time perspective, is they think short-term. They go for immediate gratification rather than thinking long-term and putting in the efforts and paying the price today and reaping the benefits year after year in the future. The last question is, you're a role model for so many people. Can you share with us some of the positive habits that you perform daily or weekly which have made you who you are today? That's a very challenging question. I don't see myself as a role model, but I do set high standards for myself. When I get up in the morning, I exercise every single morning to get up and get going. I read something spiritual, educational, or uplifting. I plan every single day in advance. I discipline myself to do it. I write and rewrite my major goals. I work on my top priorities. I keep myself focused by setting tasks for myself and then disciplining myself to stay at those tasks until they're complete. I look at other people. I read the biographies and autobiographies of other successful people, and I try to be like them as well. One of the best ways to be a role model yourself, which is most important, is to practice what is called the universal maxim. And the universal maxim says to live your life as though your every act were to become a universal law. Carry yourself as though everyone is watching you, even though no one is watching you. One of the things that we know about men and women of great character is they set very high standards for themselves. And the standards they set for themselves are higher than anyone else would set for them. And so they imagine that they are being watched, hidden cameras everywhere, and they conduct themselves as though they were the kind of people that they would like to be. There's a story about a little girl who prays before she goes to sleep, and she said, "Dear God, please help make me the person that my dog thinks I am." And it's really important in life for us to set really high standards for ourselves. And an exercise that I teach, which you can use in every part of your life, is called idealization. And in idealization, you imagine that you could wave a magic wand and you could be, have, or do anything you want in life. You could make your life perfect in every way. If your life was perfect in every way, what would it look like? What would you be doing? What would you be doing more of or less of? Where would you be doing it? Who would you be doing it with? If your life was perfect in every way, what kind of a person would you be? And make a list of the qualities and characteristics and behaviors you would have. If you were the person that you would really like to be, the person that your dog thinks you are, is what would people say about you? How would you be described by others? What one word, two words, three words would people use to describe you to other people when they talked about you if you were an excellent person? And you'll find that all superior people strive to become excellent people. And they have a very clear idea of what an excellent person is, how an excellent person behaves. And they set that as their standard. Now, do you hit it all the time? No, you miss it a lot of times. You get short-tempered and irritable and tired and hungry, and you make mistakes and everything else, but you keep coming back like a gyroscope. You keep coming back to center with a very clear idea of the person you would like to be. Let me wrap up this message by saying this, is that we are living at the very best time in all of human history today. We're living in the very best country here in the United States. We are living with more opportunities and possibilities than have ever been dreamed of by mankind in the history of man on earth. Is there are no limits to what you can do or be or have except the limits you place on your own mind. So your job, more than anything else, is to become absolutely clear about who you are, your strengths, your abilities, your wants, your desires, your special talents, and what you want. Exactly what you want in your personal life, in your business life, in your health life, your financial life, and write them down and make a plan and work on them every day. And if you can do that, if you can match the person you are to the things that you want to be and have and do, and you can work on them every day, you can accomplish things that will absolutely amaze you. You can accomplish more in the next couple of years than many people might accomplish in 10 or 20 years. And it's completely up to you.